This is a Triple J podcast.
Hey, it's Pip and Dee with you, and we're going to take a bit of a break over the next couple of weeks, but we are going to be giving you some episodes that you really loved from this year in your feeds.
Yeah, so we're calling it, in case you missed it, all of the big ones that we think are going to fit perfectly across the summer. And this one right here, I think, is the perfect time to be playing it out. When your fam messes with your love life, right? Like, it's coming up to Christmas, we're coming up to summer holidays, and you're spending maybe a bit more time with your family or your in-laws, and you might be bringing a significant other along. So if this is something that you are about to go through, or maybe you might listen to this in retrospect and be like, I needed help with this, this is going to be the perfect episode for you.
Like, I had to sneak guys into my house.
In and out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like, well, you know, I've done that at your house too.
If you have a really codependent family and maybe the partner's like quite secure or like stands up for themselves.
It's like threatening.
It is. For a lot of people, family is
first.
It's first.
Priority.
And that is their priority.
I love my dad and he's really proud of me.
So there has been an update. I think we mentioned it like a month ago on the show.
Did we?
Well, yeah, we spoke about like how there's so much tea at the moment on TikTok and there's so much like fighting in Australian influence politics.
Yeah, Australian influencers are going at each other right now.
And there's been an update with the Anna Paul Michaela.
Yes.
Fight.
So far we've had a couple of episodes, explosive exposés from Michaela on her YouTube. She was promising a three-part series of this podcast to expose Anna Paul and her brother Addis and
so
the whole family.
If you don't know who they are, it's too long to get into for you.
The lore is crazy.
So do a bit of research, do your Googles, but the TLDR is that like Anna Paul, OnlyFans star, TikTok famous. Addis, brother. Michaela used to date Addis, also OnlyFans star. Mm-hmm. And now Michaela is dragging Anna Paul and Addis with some serious, serious
allegations.
And she's done a full 2-hour podcast series on this. So
yeah,
there's drama. Everyone's talking about it. But we were talking about it in the office, Pip, because Michaela made some claims that Addis, Anna's brother, films her OnlyFans content.
Yeah.
And we were like, their relationship is
way too close.
Yeah, it's a little bit icky. Like, there's something going on there.
Yeah, and people have been pointing it out on TikTok as well. Check out this edit of somebody I found the other day.
My brother is my soulmate and we are so close that in high school there was a rumor going around that apparently we sleep together. Because I think teenagers, they see a girl and a boy close and they're like, oh my God, sex, right? Like, guys, what's going on? And I'm 25 and he's 23 and we are so inseparable. We've read each other's mind. He's literally my twin.
Yeah, we were talking about this and we were saying, like, first of all, like, when siblings are really close, like White Lotus, need we say more?
Yeah.
Like, it is a bit of an icky feeling. But then we were like, there's so many families out there that are really like close and codependent. Mm. And then we were like, you know, so many people deal with families that are like either like really strict parents or maybe you're dating someone and their family like is like meddling in your love life.
Yes. But then there's also aspects where there's like religion involved and like cultural differences and people who really struggle to have partners because their family's so overbearing in those situations. So we thought, we should look at this.
We wanted to like put it on our Instagram at Triple J The Hookup and see if you have ever experienced this, whether it's in your own life from your own family or someone you've dated or you're dating and their family are like way too involved in your love lives.
I can't wait for this. Let's get into it. So in this episode, we're going to break it down into separate categories and I think you're going to love the voice memos and the DMs that we got. People were messaging us, Dee, and being like, I'm so excited for this ep.
The stories honestly had us pissing.
Yeah.
Like, in the office. It was cackling. So funny. And I think that, like, this is really relatable, right? Like, did you have your own family or, like, dated someone whose family were, like, really full on or, like, too close?
Luckily for me, my family has been, like, really chill with everyone I've dated.
You actually have such a nice, normal family.
I know. I'm, like, definitely a weirdo. I'm
secure
the outlier.
Attachment.
Like,
it
parents
shows.
And not divorced, like, still love each other. Anyway, no, my fam's been good. But I have dated a few people where their closeness with their family was a bit intense. There was one time where somebody's mum really wanted to, like, basically move in with us. And I was like, that's it's not fucking happening, mate. Like, no. So that was a scare. Never got there, though, thank God. But, yeah.
That's so full on.
Yeah.
I have an Eastern European family. So, like, I've culturally had, like, really a really strict upbringing and just, like, really different to, like, I feel like Europeans are really close and like a bit codependent kind of families.
And like traditional roles.
Traditional roles. Yeah. And like, yeah, so I've got a lot of stuff in my own family, but I have definitely dated people as well where like their mums were just really, really close. Like yes. Calling like all throughout the day, like saying that they were like the love of their life, like just like really obsessed with the son, which we had so many DMs about that too, which we'll get into later in this ep.
I'm wondering as well, did your dad ever get like really strict with like boyfriends when you were growing up?
Oh, God, yeah.
Were they terrified to meet your dad?
I had to sneak them in. Like I had to sneak guys into my house.
In and out?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like, well, you know, I've done that at your house too.
When did your dad find out about that? You're in big trouble.
Watch this.
You're in big trouble.
He's not allowed. But speaking of strict though, we had quite a few DMs from people talking about like their strict families as well. Becca DM'd us saying he needed his parents' permission for everything for 5 years in our 20s. I outgrew him.
That is imagine wild. Being like, oh, do you want to go for dinner tonight, babe? Oh, no, I've just got to check. Sorry, I've just got to check with mum and dad if that's all right.
I've got to get home by midnight. Like Cinderella
Not mods. At that age.
Uh-uh. Aaron said, I'm 27 and live at home with my parents and they still won't let my boyfriend of 5 years stay over.
I get that in high school, right? Like my parents were really strict about that in high school. But in your late 20s.
27, that's rough. The parents need to ease up. And 5 years, like wouldn't you be like bonded to that person?
That's your partner, babe.
Like the parents should be like trusting of that. Come on.
Maybe they just don't like them. Which was another thing.
Oh my God,
this was huge. So when your parents didn't like your partner or your partner's parents didn't like you, Matt messaged and said, stepfather did lots of shit to try and break us up, but my partner and I are still together and we no longer talk to him.
Oof. We had Alex send us a DM, or a voice memo, I should say, saying this.
My ex's entire family were always on her back about breaking up with me. There was even one moment where her sister's friend was flirting with me and trying to get me to send her nudes so they could prove that I was a cheater.
Okay, that is meddlesome.
Sorry, what?
That's
wrong. I feel like a lot of the times, like the family just not liking the partner isn't because they're a bad person. It's always like, oh, like if you have a really codependent family and maybe the partner's like quite secure or like stands up for themselves.
It's like threatening.
It is. It's like you're going to take my son or daughter away or like you're going to like almost like call them out, like call the family out sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think as well.
Like put boundaries in place.
I think that's kind of the crux of probably all of this. At the end of the day, they're like, you're taking away my child or my sibling.
Or changing them because you are supposed to change and it'll hopefully be for the better when you get into a relationship. And I think a lot of families really struggle to lose that connect that like relationship dynamic, then they blame the partner.
Yeah. Well, we got this voice memo from Anique talking about another meddling family.
So my ex-boyfriend and his family were very involved in my relationship with him. So we had a group chat and that group chat was like the whole stepdad, stepsisters, boyfriends, partners, you name it, it was there. And they always had like a foot in the door about our relationship. But it wasn't even just his step family. It was his mum, his dad, his sister. Something was wrong, he would go to them. And then I would get a message like 10, 15 minutes later, like, hey, you need to sort up your act. They were in a lot of my relationship. I didn't like it. That's why we broke up.
Okay, two things I have to say quickly. The giant family group chat with the boyfriends, the partners, everybody, that gives me so much anxiety. Like I would hate, like, I'm like, get me out of that group chat.
My ex had that group chat. Like and then also one. Like, I've just got one with my family and then I've got one with my Russian family. But like, yeah, people.
Is your partner in any of them?
Oh God, no.
Yeah. Like keep that separate.
Yeah. Like, no, no, no. I'm not in my partner's. I'm like, you know, that's.
Cause I remember when I broke up with somebody and I got removed from the family group chat and it's like hell awkward. It's really weird. It's like a really weird thing to go through.
Wow, you're like, I guess I'll go fuck myself. See you later. I guess that makes sense though. But the meddling though of in like the fact that like do you really want to date someone that goes to their parents to then tell you off? Like, that's, I'm yeah. glad they broke up, but I'm like, that's such a weird thing to be like, mom and dad, like, she's being mean to me, like, yeah. and then getting their parents to tell you off.
Yeah, like, you're not my mom and dad. Fuck off.
Don't get your parents involved. That's
Speaking
weird.
Of breaking up as well, we actually did a poll over this because we were wondering how many times people have like ended relationships because of this like intervention with people, because of your own family or your partner's family. We asked you at Triple J The Hookup, have you ever ended a relationship because of your own family or your partner's? 27% of you said yes. 73% said no.
That's huge.
I thought it would be bigger. I don't know why.
But that's still like nearly 30% of people have their relationship has ended, not from cheating, not from growing apart, not from finding someone else. Like it's happened because of a family intervening.
Yeah. Well, spoiler alert, a lot of the people that we're hearing from today were like, I cut it off
Can't
because their family
it.
Was insane. So we got this DM from Nina saying, my mum didn't like the guy I was dating when I was 18. She made fake accounts to message his family members on Facebook saying that I was sleeping around and calling me a slut. He confronted her about it and she denied the whole thing. She took my phone, my laptop. I couldn't contact him. I told my mum to shove it and then me and my boyfriend moved out and we've been together for 15 years now.
Sorry. That is like that story that went viral recently where it was like the calls coming from inside the house when the mum was the one bullying her own daughter.
Yes.
So she's calling her own daughter a slut and sleeping around to try and get the boyfriend to break up with her.
Right.
Our mum's okay.
By the end of this episode, mums are not, they're not well. They're not doing all right.
What the actual fuck? I think that a huge theme in this episode and in our DMs is the fact that so many parents and siblings have no boundaries. Like it's not being able to know like where the line is and
a ball and at us.
No, seriously. Your soulmate? Yeah. We got this voice memo from Chelsea talking about her mother-in-law.
I had my firstborn and when I was in the delivery suite, I was mid-push and she came bursting in. She could not contain her excitement. So as messy as birth is, where I had excess bleeding and whatnot, she came in and saw everything. And definitely was not invited in. Anyway, so the baby comes out, cord's been cut, and she got the first hold. And I really, truly think that's interfered with the bonding process. But she does interfere still to this day.
I'm raging at that. Imagine you taking a baby when you're meant to have that like skin-on-skin contact.
Straight away.
And her saying she reckons it's like actually messed with this baby's whole life and the bonding with the mum. Fuming.
But this was a thing that we saw a lot of TikToks about, actually. There was that one TikTok that went viral where the couple was announcing their, like, they were doing a gender reveal.
Yes.
So, like, cutting the cake or something, and then it, like, announced the gender. And the mom, the mother-in-law, like, pushes the partner away, the, like, female partner, and, like, hugs her son.
She, like, barrels her.
She, like, barrels her and, like, hugs her son and, like, celebrates.
Yeah.
And, like, the woman, the partner's just like,
yeah,
you've literally ruined like our moment of our special like announcement.
It's so fucked up. And I feel like mothers-in-law are big repeat offenders of this whole topic about getting way too involved, overstepping majorly.
Seems to be a son thing though, don't you think?
It is. And we definitely need to talk about mummy's boys. But I was thinking like how parents are really obsessed with like having grandchildren, right? So her running in and bursting in and being like, that's my baby. I think personally that sometimes these mothers want like a do-over. So they get like obsessed with like the children and getting involved in their lives, or in this case, like the grandchildren.
Totally.
Because they fucked up their own kids and they're like, let me try again.
Also, like parents who constantly ask their kids for grandchildren. Like to me, I'm like, that's a boundary. You're also projecting onto your daughter or son, like pressure to have babies and kids when maybe that's not what they want. And I think that this happens so often where they're just like, where's my grandchild?
Yeah.
Give me a grandchild. It's you might not want one.
Yeah. And this, we'll get into that as well, especially with like very like cultural families. Yeah. If they've got like really strong like heritage and it's part of the culture.
Yeah.
There's a really big pressure on that and we'll get to that. But first I want to play this one from Ellen talking about her sister-in-law having no boundaries.
So me and my partner of almost 10 years had to move back to his hometown as we were unfortunately affected by the Lismore 2022 floods. We were lucky to take over my sister-in-law's private lease, which seemed great at the time, but I didn't know she still had a key to our place. So she had come over completely unannounced and seen me stark naked. Me once comfortable leaving the bathroom door open with normally just my partner home. It was very unexpected and an uncomfortable situation. I've also had my father-in-law come in unannounced when I'm in my undies and t-shirt. And that's, well, you can imagine how I felt. So... yeah, it's a hard thing to do. It's not cool. I told them that it's not cool and it felt wrong and I want that key back as soon as possible. Unfortunately, his family don't understand boundaries, in my opinion.
This would so happen to you as like a naked person.
Oh,
like,
God, constantly naked.
You know what I mean?
The popover.
The popover. And, you know, I've had that happen, but with my landlord, and it was so fucked up. I was like literally in the shower and the shower at my old place had the big bay windows. He literally came around and was like walking around the house. I was like, I'm literally in the
bathroom.
That's
also illegal.
It is. And I literally like obviously came down on him and was like, you can never do that. Like you need to give 24 hours notice. But like
watch
that
the actual,
no, but with a parent.
It is such a common thing. I think that like it's a cultural thing as well. Like families who like live near each other and that's great that community exists and there will be people listening and watching this being like, I don't see an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that like a lot of people in our generation are really learning and working on boundaries, right? And like to me, I'm like, that's such a clear boundary. Like don't just pop over.
Yeah. You can come over, but knock on the door. Don't let yourself in. Do you know what
babes,
I mean?
Like, legs, give me, legs could be spread.
Give me 2 minutes to put some pants
on. The vibrator's vibrating. Do you know what I mean?
There's just bzzz in the background. Okay. So a huge part of this episode and so many responses that we got were about mummy's boys. This is like a dynamic that you and I have spoken about like a lot off air and we literally hate the fact that boys always get coddled by their mums. Shout out if you are that person. I'm so sorry, but like stop. But we had so many DMs about this. Loz saying my boyfriend and his mum are really close, but their play fighting kind of makes me uncomfortable.
This is not naked wrestling.
Yeah. Sally said my ex's mum wanted me to go on birth control so I wouldn't stuff his life up. Again, like that's such a huge overstep. You should never tell someone how to
absolutely like, not
use their body at all.
Tisha says my boyfriend's mum was wild, told me I did his washing wrong. Babe, mans can do his own washing.
That's insane.
Jasmine, my ex-mother-in-law was so pissed off that her son was spending Christmas with me that she sent an abusive email to me and a 4-page letter to my family, who she didn't know, which ended up breaking us up and now I'm terrified of mummy's boys. What the actual fuck? The Christmas thing kills me.
Yeah.
Like, sorry. When you get into a relationship, you have to divide Christmases up. That is part of like being in an equal partnership.
So we got this voice memo from Beck, who I think might have like the final boss version of the mummy's boy.
I started dating this guy in his early 30s and he still lived at home with his mum. She would come in the bedroom really early in the morning looking for his washing on the weekend, which was just disturbing. And she also told me that she had on her vision board that her middle son and his partner would break up and that she would get her son back by Christmas. We were together for just over 4 years and we actually had a house together and all sorts of things. And she was a large reason why I ended the relationship. There was an incident once where she visited us in our home and had a conversation with him that in life there are red apples and she gestured to herself and there are rotten apples and she gestured towards the house where I was and I could hear her. And she told her son that there are also green apples, pointing at him, and that green apples could either become red apples or they could become rotten apples and that the choice was theirs. And he said nothing to her. And it wasn't just me. All three boys encountered this with their partners at times. The others stood up to their mum and put boundaries in place, but my partner wouldn't. So I left.
Sorry. I cannot with that.
What is that metaphor? That doesn't even make logical sense. Green apples can't turn into red apples. They both rot.
That mum is rotten.
That is insane behavior.
We had so many people as well breaking up over their mums.
Yeah.
What's the psychology behind this, by the way? Like, I know there is something. I feel like I should have done some research on this, because why do
gonna
mummies
get an expert.
Boys exist?
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Absolutely. We'll do an episode in a couple of days, and we'll do with an expert.
I'm trying to think of it now. I'm literally like, is there some kind of like female mother's guilt?
There would be some Freudian weird psychology thing. Like, Freud's whole thing is around like when kids are young, the daughter wants to fuck the dad and the son wants to fuck the mom or something.
But Freud is also a fraud.
Yeah,
so, true. Like, fuck him and whatever he says, I don't believe. But there's got to be some weird ass psychology.
There's something going on.
Oh man, there's been so many DMs about this as well.
Also, can we please note, like, when the son and the, like, whoever it is doesn't stick up for the partner?
Yes. Oh,
that's
my God.
That's break-upable for me.
I cannot believe how many people have said that to us as well and been like, yep, they never stood up, so then I left. I just wonder what happens after that. Like, where does it leave the son? Like, would they just be feeling so embarrassed or they don't even understand? It's like,
they've been manipulated on some level.
And how do you even explain that to your friends? It's like, oh, my God, what happened to you and Beck? And it's like, oh, we broke up. Why? Well, my mom didn't really like her, and like.
But then there are also guys we interviewed a famous rapper, RD,
mm-hmm.
and he told us that his mom was his best friend. And while we were mid-interview, his mom FaceTimed him from the club to be like, obsessed with you, love you.
Yeah.
And they go partying together, and he was like, she's my best friend. So I think it's not even like the guys don't realize because their mum is their like soulmate best friend, like ride or die.
But I don't think like you should have like a mateship with your parents.
Oh God, no. Like people will watch this and disagree.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely disagree. And that's fine. I just think your parents are your parents and they shouldn't be your best friend.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a boundary.
That's
like
a whole topic as well.
I know. I'm like,
wow.
But speaking of that, like too closeness, we got this DM from Amelia who said, my partner had said several unhinged and sexual things to his mum that he had later told me about, but the one that stuck with me is this. She's vegetarian, but she'll still eat my meat, which is just,
never say that to
I
mom.
Never met his mum at the time, so I have no idea how that would have gone. Wish I could remember the other comments because they were all so gross.
Oh, my God.
See, that's too much. Why would you say that about your fucking mom?
Don't talk about your sexual life with your mother. Like, that's just
what I mean.
Crossing a boundary.
There's some Freudian fucking shit going on.
Well, speaking of Freudian shit going on, we got to talk about daddy's girls. We had less so in the DMs about this, but this voice memo, it's about to rock your shit.
So I had a girlfriend who got a tattoo just above her lady part saying daddy's little girl. She said she got it as a tribute to her dad because she loved him so much. And she told him and she showed him and he was so proud and thought it was so special and none of them could see that there was a problem with this.
I have no words.
For the first time in my life.
I have no words. And trust and believe, we followed up. We were literally like, do you know if your friend's partners had seen this? Like, what? But imagine going down on someone and being like, what's with this tattoo? And then they're like, I love my dad and he's really proud of me. Like,
just like the pubes, like it's like interlaced in the pubes because my dad loves pubes. And what's the actual fuck?
Imagine showing your dad your fucking pussy.
I can't. Dad.
Like, that is just unbelievable. Anyway,
I'm shooketh.
I know. We had another DM from someone talking about their dad being intrusive. They said, my father was too involved in the life of my partner, making helpful suggestions about things that really my partner needed to deal with alone or with his own family. It got to the point where I was scared to have my partner and dad in the same room because I had no idea if and when the invasive questions would be brought up. Annoyingly, and for slightly different reasons, my dad was right. Me and my partner broke up about 5 months later. But now when I date, I rarely introduce them to my dad until we've been dating for a year plus. Because they're literally so worried about the dad being fucking nosy. Well, let's talk about culture, something that you obviously brought up before, like having your heritage. But yeah, we had quite a few people message us and send us voice memos about this, including Frankie.
I just feel this external pressure from my extended and very European family to conform to traditional gender roles in a relationship, like get married, have kids and such, since they have very traditional views. While this is what me and my partner personally don't want, it honestly makes me not want to bring up my relationship at all with them sometimes.
It's such a huge thing and it is cultural. I like my family in Russia are always asking me when I'm getting married, like always.
That's so frustrating.
And it's like, can't wait to go to your wedding. When is it happening?
Yeah.
I'm like, Dustin and I have been together for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, let's calm down.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, that's not even, like, maybe that's not even on the cards, you know?
Yeah. And, like, a lot of people, resonate with that exact feeling. We got this really big one from Ruby saying, I previously dated someone from a different ethnicity to my own. I knew he struggled to fully embrace his culture because in an effort to fit in, he would introduce himself with an anglicized name instead of his own, and he also adopted a thick Australian accent. I tried to help him see that there was nothing wrong with embracing his culture. I encouraged him to use his ethnic name. I brought him cookbooks. I even began to learn his home language. What I didn't count on was that he would leave as soon as his parents expressed concerns because of my ethnicity. In their eyes, our future children would not be ethnically or culturally pure, and I would never be able to fully integrate into their way of life. I didn't understand how someone would let their parents view or dictate our relationship.
This is a really, really common experience for people with religious or cultural backgrounds. Like this idea that you have to only marry and have kids with someone who is of the same culture or ethnicity or religion.
Yeah.
And that is genuinely really hard. We got this DM from Taylor as well, which is similar, saying, I dated a Jewish man for 3 years, and throughout that time his dad would refuse to speak with me even when we were in the same room. He would get up and walk across the room mid-conversation to avoid me. It was definitely because I wasn't Jewish. I started taking Hebrew lessons, researching their culture, was 100% committed to celebrating every part of it, even considered converting if we were going to have a family. But I knew his dad would never accept me. My partner did stand up for me eventually, but it took some effort. He idolized his dad. His dad told him on multiple occasions to break up with me. I bet when we eventually did, he was celebrating.
Oh, this reminds me so much of that show, Nobody Wants This.
Yes.
Yeah. And we had like a lot of people in the DMs like with the exact same situation as this, like literally parents like not speaking to them and icing them out of the family, which is horrible. But at least in this case, the son did stand up and they said something. Yeah,
which we said normally a lot of the time, like they won't stand up for them. But
yeah,
I can't even imagine how exhausting that would feel. Mm. If you are with someone for years and years and you can't even be this in the same room, just not even acknowledging you or like making your life hell.
Mm.
Like that would break up your relationship. You'd just be like, I can't do this for the rest of my life.
What I want to know is how do you decide as a partnership where you draw the line where you're like, okay, my family is being overbearing. They're intervening too much to the point where you're like, do I stand up to them or is it disrespectful to them or their culture or their religion or whatever's going on?
Mm.
Because like obviously a lot of examples here, people have been like, no, they didn't stand up for me. But like, how do you figure that out? Like when that's appropriate or not? Like when does the relationship become more important than their relationship with their family?
Well, I think for some people it never will, right? And I think that we have to acknowledge that. Like obviously I have my cultural background, but for a lot of people, family is
first priority,
and that is their priority. And so I think that like, yeah, it's worth acknowledging that like maybe for us at some point, like you would hope in a partnership that like your partner becomes the main part of your life that you want to like put in effort to and really care about and protect and like build a family with. And then your family kind of like still really important, but not as important. Like you want to protect your partner. But then for some people, like their family is, it might not even be cultural or religious, but it is the most important thing in their life.
Yeah.
And so therefore like the partner might never become a priority, or they might never stand up to the family.
Yeah, I agree. And it's like, I guess there's no right or wrong answer with this. It's so individual. But like, imagine getting into a partnership with somebody and you have really different views about that.
Totally.
Where you're like, my partner is my world and like we are a team, and then coming up against that and dealing with that would be so, so difficult.
Yeah. And also just being like, that's not the kind of relationship I want, which yes. would be the hardest thing to grapple with, being like, I really love this person.
Yeah.
But I don't want this for my future.
We actually had a few DMs of people talking about that, being like, we both like consciously made the decision because they realized the lives were never gonna like line up in that way, and there were always gonna be tensions and fighting because of different cultural backgrounds or religion or whatever it was. And they literally were like, we've got to go our separate ways now, nip it in the bud, because they were like, we're just never going to be compatible in that way, which is really hard. We should talk to the expert about that.
Yeah. And also like, when you have maybe been doing the work and you've been like going to therapy, unpacking stuff, like learning about boundaries, learning about what emotional abuse looks like, because I think that a lot of these dynamics within family like can borderline on like emotional abuse, codependence, like crossing of boundaries, like manipulation. Like there is a lot of toxic behavior that happens. And so I think that if you are someone who is doing the work and really unpacking a lot of stuff for yourself, that can suddenly come to light. Mm. And whether it's your own family or your partners, you might be like, hang on, I'm not putting up with that anymore.
Mm-mm.
And that completely changes the dynamic of your relationship with your family and your partner,
yeah,
or their family. So,
100%. Yeah.
Need to chat to the expert about that.
Yeah. Well, we got a DM from Prim talking about the sort of religious differences. She said, my sister's boyfriend's mum is a born-again Christian at 58. My sister runs an adult store. His mum left an open Bible in their kitchen on a verse about Jezebels and their wicked ways.
Oh my God.
We also got this voice memo from Mickey.
I think subconsciously my family does have a huge impact on who I date and my love life. For context, I'm bi and I'm in a religious conservative household. And I think there definitely is that decision of, is this person worth the like potential drama or like family fallout? Like, should I bring a girl home? Or is it worth just dating men? I don't think it would stop me if the person was incredible, but definitely like on the apps and like first dates, I'm like, is it going to be more like stress than it's worth?
I mean, yeah, I can't believe we haven't even tackled this yet.
I know.
But like, yeah, the sexuality thing.
It's huge.
Huge if you are not hetero and you're dealing with, yeah, some pretty traditional family members.
Totally. And it is like a really common experience if there is like potentially religion involved or cultural backgrounds. And like, I've got friends who will lie and say, this is my friend.
Oh my God.
You know,
yeah.
To like certain uncles, aunties, cousins, like, and it's still such a thing. So like, I can't even imagine, don't worry, we'll chat to the expert about this, if this is something you're dealing with, because I can't even imagine how hard that is to not be able to authentically be yourself around your family or maybe your partner's family. And then, you know, want to be able to like celebrate your love in person and have that like out in the open.
100%. So we did want to end this by sort of talking about, maybe there are times where family intervention, let's say, might be necessary. And we got a few DMs about this. So Chris said, I actually had to intervene in my sister's relationship. I could see the red flags while she had rose-colored glasses on. She's a lot happier now that they've split.
And Megan said, my sister is in her first relationship with an Italian guy and they've been together for 3 years. Ever since they started dating, there's been an expectation that she attends his family dinners, his cousin's christenings, and is there when shit hits the fan in his family. When she goes to his house, she complains she's exhausted from it. She's now telling me she doesn't want to be in the relationship anymore, but is so terrified of upsetting the family. The pressure to remain in this family is intense and it's stopping her from leaving a toxic relationship.
So, well,
I think that will resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah, I want to know from the expert, like, when is there a point where you can step in? Do you ever, as a family member, even have the full picture of somebody's relationship? Like, I kind of am like, how can you really know what's going on? But obviously, like, with Megan, she's literally like, her sister is telling me all this stuff. She's really unhappy. like, is there ever a point where it's okay to sort of be like, okay, you're dating a bit of a fuckhead for whatever reason, or their family is overbearing, like blah, blah, blah. So
totally,
we've got to find this out.
We have to, we'll definitely chat about that in our expert chat, because I think that, like, a lot of you listening or watching will be like, hang on, maybe the family were actually right about her being a demon. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Like, maybe she generally was, and they're trying to do the right thing and protect the person that they love. So it is a really tricky topic, but fuck, I had fun talking about it.
I know, this was cathartic for us. I hope it was for you. Thank you so much for everyone DMing us and contributing. You can anytime on our Instagram @JJTheHookup. Send us a DM and we'll see you there.
Okay. Bye.